another point you just brought up, which I think is hugely important, which is if we aren't able to give everybody 100%, then the committee right now is going to need to tell us. So then how would you have us do it? Is it just going to be that every single person that gets, like, whatever, let's say we can pull it off at 96% or 73%, so everyone gets 26% of what they're claiming? Or do you want to say that somebody who, you know, whatever, lost based on, you know, 50% of what would have been their income, like, here at, like, a location, it needs more money, and they get $10,000. That $10,000 to them may have a very different impact than somebody whose entire location only made $10,000 and they lost the $10,000. But if you're basically, you're either going to assume one or two things. You're going to assume that you're going to have exactly enough money. If we get $317,000, we're going to disperse exactly $317,000. And if we have $400,000 in loss claims, but we only have $317,000, if we figure out, well, based on that, that means everybody gets 93% of what they want across the board. Or you decide that people that earn less maybe get treated than people that earn more. But I don't know, but I think that's a committee decision that we have to take a look. So maybe take a couple minutes and get a kind of a feel for that. Well, our thought was whatever percentage comes out to would be across. You're not going to be able to get to close to 100. You won't even get to 75 because some of the people in the program that lost, a lot of money, they could still come to 300,000 and give you 75%. So the percentage wouldn't be that high. I can't anticipate that. But the equality comes in where this. Everyone gets a, you know, whatever that percentage is, everyone gets the same percentage of the loss. Does that make sense, or am I not?
Yeah, you know, what you're describing is a flat percentage, so that if,
right,
let's just say for simple numbers, we're getting 300,000 and the losses are 600,000, then everybody's got to get 50%. That's in the straight math, that's how that works.
Right.
So everybody gets a straight percentage.
straight up 300,000 as our percentage point and leave the 17 for everyone, not for the allocated asterisk point that we were discussing earlier. And even if you get that.
Operator.
to get a vote on where we use that money. It wouldn't be a direct payment. It wouldn't be, you wouldn't be getting, you know, a $400 check to use as you want. It's gonna stay within the agency, and be used on behalf of the vendors.
Right. That's what I understood. I just thought we could allocate it towards those four things, but if we exhaust it, we may not have anything left to do those things. But I got it now.
So, Brian, I believe we're at a point where we could probably vote on this application.
Okay.
I think we've answered most questions.
Great.
What I would like to do, because it's an important vote, I would like to call a vote by roll of the elected committee members. We have enough on the line. We don't need the votes of the alternates. But what I mentioned the other day to the committee is don't vote, you know, vote the way you want. You know, if you think this is the right application to submit to RSA, please vote yes. And if you think, you know, you don't agree with what we've come up with, you have the right to vote no, and then the majority would rule. So first, can I get a motion on the floor from a committee member to accept this application? As presented, submitted to RSA.
Alright, I shall vote that we accept this application and submit it to RSA.
Okay, that motion's been made to accept this application and submit it. Who is that? Second? Was that Chad?
Chad.
Chad on a second. Is there any further discussion? Anyone that may not have been heard, if you have any thoughts on this, you can speak now. I'll give a couple seconds to unmute. All right, I'll call the roll of members that are on the call. Chad, yes or no
on the motion?
Yes.
Yes. Shelley, yes or no?
Yes.
Carmella, yes or no?
No.
Amos, yes or no?
Yes.
Dave Pelagi, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Haley is a yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the vote is 5-1. The motion carries.
And those are the two agenda items that we were here to discuss. So if there's no other business from the committee, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall motion that we adjourn today's meeting.
All right, motion to adjourn. Can I get a second?
I second it.
All right, we have Dave Pelagi.
Dave Pelagi, yes.
Yep, motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? And the motion carries. I want to thank everybody for participating today. This is a big, probably one of the biggest things we've done. As far as I've been an operator or a committee member, it's not over yet, but it's a good step forward. So thanks everyone for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Take care.
Very good.
Bye.
Bye.